This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Oh, just because I like to mix it up. I don't usually ask you how you're feeling or how things are going right off the bat with
warning. I feel like we start this podcast every time almost like we're not in the same room a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, it goes into a thing. Then another person does a thing, we're off to the races.
Right, right. Usually we tell our own stories independent of each other, but simultaneously.
Almost in spite of each other.
Never looking at each other, always looking out the opposite window.
Yep. Never turning the head toward.
Rocking back and forth, waiting for someone to just bathe me.
Please, help us.
We are recording from an insane asylum.
But now, today, we've changed all that.
Yeah.
Because Chris finally asked me how I am, and the answer is, not good, Chris.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm great. Everything's great. It's the holiday season.
Yeah.
We're
in the midst of it now that you're listening now. We are knee-deep in holiday season.
It's the 19th, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we're like this. We're ramping up to the week of Christmas, also to the week of Hanukkah, I believe.
I should know that. I don't know when Hanukkah is.
I think Hanukkah is in a couple days. And here's how I know.
Learn more.
My sister, every year, my sister, Adrian, and Audrey and I all go bowling together around the holidays.
Oh, I don't mean to interrupt, but that we are all in the left turn lane, and
that guy went ahead of everybody.
Oh, well, let's follow him, and I have a knife. Sorry.
Let's do it.
Oh, you're doing it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Let's follow.
Why can't we break the law?
He did. He was doing the right thing.
I think he actually, and it is a she, was just basically saying, I won't wait in line where other people are waiting. I'm going to break out on my own.
And then it really stood out to me, and so I leapt right in the middle of your Hanukkah story.
No, it's just that my sister made herself laugh because the day she wanted us all to go bowling together, she looked on the calendar and it was the first day of Hanukkah. So she, if I'm right about this, so she sent us all an Evite, four people, that says bowling on Hanukkah. It's bowling for Hanukkah or something like that. She basically made the event about the fact that it's the first day of Hanukkah.
Right.
It's on Sunday.
That's the day.
I wonder if I, was it a bowling?
Okay, those people are fully on the wrong side of the
street. Wrong side of the road, and they don't even know it.
They're on the wrong side of the road.
And that person cut, this is a car with hazards on.
Shit!
That's what's happening.
Okay, well, when they go, I'm going.
And then, of course, we are the ones that get in a head-on collision. We're on the wrong side of the road,
but they're
going very slow.
They're also fully blocking any
yeah.
anybody coming the other way.
I don't know what I would do in that situation. I have yet to be the person in the middle of the road with my hazards on, defenseless, and waiting for help.
It would be a true nightmare in Los Angeles,
yes.
for sure.
Yeah.
People don't care about other people in this town.
Well, it's weird how when you're in that position, it's horrifying, but when you see someone else in it,
you don't
forget
care.
What it was like.
Like, you're like, get out of the way!
It's like anytime I'm sick, people are like, they don't believe you, or they're like, oh, just tough your way through it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then once you're in that position, you're like, oh, this is the worst.
Bring me soup.
I should have been kinder to all the sick people in my life.
And there's so many.
Yeah, there's so many sickos out there.
Oh, the sick. Left, right, center. Did you get a flu shot this year, Chris?
I never do because I'm punk rock.
Oh.
I don't, yeah, I should. I think I had something that was related to a flu, or maybe I ate something bad, but for 2 days, I was just basically a Brita filter.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. At least I didn't get more specific.
And then, diarrhea. Diarrhea.
When you're sliding into home and you feel something foam.
Diarrhea.
A lot of people won't do B-52 diarrhea covers. Oh, speaking of, guess what I'm doing after this today? Afterward, I have costumes in my car. I'm going to remake the 1986 Ford Taurus commercial and sing the song in a studio. It's all lined up.
With who?
With Robert, the guy that shot my special.
Well, fucking thanks for inviting me. I'm the reason you fucking did that in the first place.
Hey, that, you speak too soon. Where the studio stuff happens when I'm back. This is just in the commercial when all the, you know, Taurus for us, and it's showing. I'm going to shine a light on how desperately they were trying to show everyone from every walk of life. Like,
yes.
around that time, like, that Benetton was doing it, and it was so blatant that, and it's a fine line that we're going to walk, but it's, you know, like me as a cowboy, and then my friend, who is Native American, we're going to be shaking hands, looking into camera.
Nice.
A blind person's going to look, but slightly look off.
Good.
Because it's all people looking into camera, and they tried so hard for it to be everyone.
Well, and back then, it was literally a brand new idea. Like, representation of diversity was like, Coke did it first, or whoever did it first, and everyone else was like, or Benetton maybe.
Yeah.
Then they were just like, oh yeah, this is a good idea.
Oh my
like,
God.
We should show a Mexican family loving
right,
a car.
But you can tell it just reeks of a bunch of people high-fiving, like, we did it.
Yes.
It's an all African-American family looking, and they drive a Taurus.
Yes.
Like, it's so I want to, I'll think more about it, but today we're just shooting me as different characters just to plug me in and test the making it look like 80s footage.
And then you're going to sing the song?
And then I'm going to sing the song.
And, well, if you record the song, can I please be a singer on it?
Please will you be.
Thank you, yes.
And so the reveal will be, the song is just going to play, and we're going to do our best to just cut out the vocals, use the music, and then put my vocals in.
You will absolutely get sued, just so you know.
Right, right, of
this
course.
This is a car company.
I know.
They have so many lawyers.
We're going to talk about that today, too.
Like, okay.
Maybe I'll just say for us over and over, and we'll see. I did realize that last night in my sleep.
Can I solve this problem suggested?
Yes.
You can make it and send it to the Ford Motor Company directly and say, we think Tauruses need to come back in a real way. We want to relaunch the Taurus brand, and we're going to help you. We've already done it grassroots style on our very popular podcast. So now it's time to do it in a major scale. Here's your new commercial.
Right, right.
And just basically pitch it to them directly.
So you will be involved with this?
I demand to be.
Thank you. That's
okay.
Great. I'm so excited because
Perfect.
You know I'm not a musician, but I've wanted to start a band with you, and this is
this is step one.
Yeah. There will just be one reveal in it where, like, kind of like We Are the World, I just have one headphone can being held on my ear singing in a studio, and then so that's the reveal that the guy that's been looking in the camera as all these characters
is also the one, the singer.
Also the singer, so
brilliant.
But yeah, you're right, it would suck to just have it taken down immediately and all the work we're about to do,
right? But so, also that's fun.
There's all these loopholes, and if you know, we've kind of barely adhered to the parody laws when we did that
cocktail
thing, and I thought it would be taken down. I mean, computers will flag Tom Cruise's face and say, no, you're not touching our space, boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, and that stayed up, and we kind of, we just wrote out the parody law. You know, this is a genre switch. That was a big thing. Like, we're turning it into a comedy thing.
Yep.
And this percentage of the shots are different, and it never got taken down. I was so surprised.
Maybe it's because it was so overt that it was like, it really did, or I guess it looked very real, but at the same time, watching a person flail in the background of Cocktail, it's not like anyone thought they reshot Cocktail.
Right.
Although exactly. It was the movie. If you haven't seen, and I know we've talked about this on the show, but if you're listening now and you've never seen Chris Fairbanks put himself into the movie Cocktail, do yourself a favor and YouTube that shit. It's hilarious.
It's called Cocktails and Dreams. We're trying to, it just would be such a good show to be able to watch a version of a movie edited down with comedians in it.
Yes. And basically, here's what we think should be also going on in this movie.
Yes, lots of behind the scenes murder and
stalking.
Espionage.
Espionage.
But yeah, we're just going to do some test shots today. I'm not saying where the whole Ford Taurus video remake is going to be done by the end of the evening, because I have to fly tomorrow.
Well, good.
It's holiday time.
I will elbow my way into this project.
I'm really glad. I was going to invite your elbow, but then you just offered it up to my forehead. I appreciate it. Yes.
Yes, okay,
good. The music we do early January, I'll tell you where the studio is.
I love it.
We're going to lay down some art.
Ta-da!
I was singing on the way here in my throat. There was bubbles, gravelly, so I'm not in a state to sing the four. Now there's an American car.
That's exactly what you've been looking for.
This is the weird lyric. Now there is a personal car with the shape and the feel you've never seen before. I mean,
personal
come on.
Car?
Yeah, a personal car.
A personal car.
They changed it a little once the wagon commercial came out. They changed the lyrics a little, and they went with personal car with the shape and the feel you've never seen before.
Well, and the shape was new in the early 80s. A Taurus was shaped like a big pill, and no one had ever seen that before. It was very innovative.
And do you know why it was shaped like a pill?
Because everyone was on pills.
It's because Ford, it knows where we go. Ford, they're hearing us loud and clear. Ford's in the future. Okay, there's gonna be a doctor that keeps my voice from cracking. So when I sing the Ford's seen the future, and now the future is here, and then it goes higher, here. So I'm gonna have to change. We're gonna have a doctor. I think I may have done permanent damage to my voice box just now.
Can I make a pitch?
Have someone else sing it?
No. Just auto-tune yourself. When you get to those parts, just get the computer, and then it'll sound super fake and be super funny.
I mean, Cher did it.
Right?
And we all still love her in Moonstruck.
Many people do it always. Right. Just
Ford
fucking get those.
Seen the future. I'll just sing it like that, and then we'll go in and go,
yeah,
like, zip it up.
Yes.
Zip it up a notch.
It's going to zip all over the place.
Yeah, because right then it sounded like I was screaming at a softball game.
Which is great.
Yeah.
But that's Ford, I think, deep down.
I was really committing, and I was really putting myself out there, and I really, I mean, my back started to sweat.
Yep.
I don't like, you know, I'm not a singer.
But you are.
But I want to be. I have the heart of a singer.
Yeah.
And I, just like Bruno Kirby in Good Morning Vietnam, I know comedy. And I know I can do it.
You can.
Even if I wasn't given the gift of voice like you, I can will it.
But see, the gift of my voice is that I know good singing and I want to mimic it. But when I go to try to, all I can think about is there are so many people that do this so much better. And then this self-sabotage comes on strong.
Yeah, no, you're, it's difficult. I mean, you're simplifying it. You also are a good singer. But it's weird when we're in the car and we're both joke singing, it's like just two people. It's like, oh, we both are joke singing.
Yeah.
But then you know how to kick it up a notch.
Well, and I will. Because at the end of the day, I want to win.
I'm glad you're going to be there in the studio.
Uh-oh. We got an incoming call from my sister. I think this might be the first time this has ever happened. Should we take it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
She hung up.
Let's see if it works.
Wait. Hello?
Can you get that card I sent you?
Card?
Yeah, I sent you a card.
What for? Wait, Laura, I have to tell you, we're recording our podcast right now. We're doing Do You Need a Ride in My Car, so you're on the podcast right now.
Oh, no, God, I gotta go, bye.
She hung up.
I knew she was gonna do that.
Yeah, I knew. Oh, that's so great.
And also later, podcast started playing.
Oh, that's so great. That's
later on, she's gonna call me and get and say she's really mad at me.
Did she call you Bud? I thought she said, no, okay,
she said,
Bud.
Oh, she said, oh no, bye. I gotta go.
Oh, that's so funny. That was great. I love it.
It's so hilarious to me. We were raised, obviously, together, a year and a half apart. She could not hate performance, any kind of, thing like this that we're doing. She hates it so much.
Really?
She thinks it's so dorky that I do it. Like, from the beginning, when I'm like, I'm going to be in this play at school. She's like, okay. Like, she's always thought it was the stupidest, lamest.
Yeah, do you ever
pull
out a check and wave it in her face? Say, look at how the bills are getting paid, snooze fest. I don't know what her job is.
Teacher.
So yeah, boring. And not a lot of money rolling in. Oh, she's going to listen to this and hates your friend. I haven't even met her yet.
She will laugh her ass off at that. She knows.
And you got to wear those sweaters and brooches.
And the fucking, if it's Halloween, you have to wear pumpkin earrings.
And you just deal. Every day in snot.
She does. Did I ever tell you? She texted me once and said, you know, I'm that year she was teaching kindergarten. She goes, you know, I'm a kindergarten teacher because I just sneezed and glitter came out of my nose. That's her whole goddamn life.
That's so funny. There's two people that sneeze glitter, and it's teachers and then guys who go to strip clubs.
Yeah. And male strippers. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Is everyone ready with their order?
I can always just blurt something out without thinking.
I don't love it when you yell across me.
And I am singing.
Steven, is it your use?
No, I'll do the thing I did last time. The
cold brew pumpkin foam?
Salted caramel cold foam.
Okay.
It's what,
do you want a big one?
Just a grande.
Is it a cold brew?
But also, Stephen, let's get you something to eat.
Oh, sure. I'll grab a sandwich.
Stephen,
we need to get you some help. Do you want to order it yourself?
Sure.
Okay. Then we'll roll your window down.
All the same beverage.
I get my own window this week.
Okay.
Get two. Starbucks. My name is John. I'll be able to help you out today. What can I get
started with you? Hi. Do you want to order those, Stephen?
Sure. Can I get the chorizo breakfast sandwich?
For sure, will that be normal?
And then I'll get the salted salted cream cold foam cold brew grande.
All right, for sure.
Can we actually get two of those grande?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, can I get a double tall one pump mocha?
Double tall. Okay, yeah, double tall white chocolate mocha, and I'm assuming that's hot.
Sorry. Will you cancel that? Can I get a grande black coffee? Does anybody else want anything else? Okay, that's going to be it.
For sure. So the three drinks and the egg sandwich are going to be $16.30.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is from Tammy and Tammy. Or it says Tammy and Tammy, Texas. Like when I sat of a... I'm sorry. It's the Do You Need a Latte card, but I'm...
Love it.
It says Tammy.
Oh, maybe it's her. That's her at Twitter. Yeah.
Oh, Tammy, Texas. Thank you. I didn't realize that was an at symbol.
And did she hand draw that card?
Well, it's like a stamp, But I think the actual card we're using is from Shannon and Kelly. I just have a lot of these.
Oh, I see. I see. I see.
Yeah, because there was a little left. I'm going to be honest. I use some of this.
Chris, I use ours all the time.
Okay.
Don't look. Never look back.
This will take care of the remainder if there is.
Okay, I'm not sure how much is on this card.
All right, I'll have y'all. It's gonna be 740. I'm sorry, that will be all for you.
I get confused because he's also talking to someone on the drive-thru.
Right.
And I always think it's
I just want him to talk to me.
Yeah, yeah. Can you put aside your other duties?
That's it for us, right?
I think so.
That's it for us, right? Thank you. I wanted you to be more attention to me. I really wanted his attention, and he would not give it to me.
Look out for this lunatic.
Sure, you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
You got people to pick up.
So I just, a couple days ago, started doing this thing where I'm just trying to eat, like, way cleaner and less whatever, and it's a whole thing I've been super excited about and doing, and then I go to Starbucks drive-thru and just, by habit, order what is basically a dessert coffee.
Right, right.
I'm like, wait, I'm not doing that.
It's weird to find out that calorically I could be eating ice cream right now.
Yes.
But it is delicious. This is a sweet one, though. You know me, I usually get your grandpa's black hot coffee.
Right, but Steven's turned you on to the salted caramel foam lifestyle.
Yeah, it turns out sweets are, I've been trying to lay off the booze, and man, it makes you want sugar.
Yes, it does.
It's really bizarre.
Well, because it's sugar. It's like you're just replacing sugar with sugar.
And let's be clear, last night at the improv Christmas party, I did not lay off said booze. I laid in a vat of it.
Did you lay into it?
I swam in it like Scrooge McDuck coins. No, I just had some beverages, but it was the only way. It's the only way to hang out with a bunch of comics that are at a work party. It's weird.
It's like, crucial.
It's like when my sister worked at Musicland and the guy that wore a lot of vests and had a mullet would go in on his days off dressed like he was working and hang out.
No.
Yeah.
He's lonely.
He was, and
maybe he liked Lisa.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he did.
I think Lisa's the kind of girl that guys are like, I'll go in on my day off and hang out with her.
Yeah, yeah.
She's good times.
Yeah, I think you're right, and she'll appreciate that you said that.
Well, I'm a fan of Lisa's, and Lisa and I look alike, so.
Yeah, yeah, and especially.
So any compliment I give to Lisa, I'm giving to myself.
That's the best.
Oh, here we are in Atwater Village, Los Angeles, California. A wonderful little neighborhood, actually.
Yes, yes. I did a stand-up performance in Atwater. Or no, it's tonight. I'm doing a show around here somewhere tonight.
Club Teehee? Or TG?
That it?
Yeah.
I think, it's called the Peacock Show or something.
I should know.
Well, by the time this is airing, it will have passed. So
fuck it. Mm-hmm. I bet you killed.
I had a great time. I haven't been killing. I feel like I've been taking a little break from the joke writing process for multiple months now, and it's starting to scare me.
Yeah.
But I just haven't been inspired to write new jokes.
So you're doing old stuff, and it's not...
Right.
Let me get over before I tell you some serious wisdom about your own art.
I need to hear it or be reminded.
This is why I tried to do stand up again and then stopped doing it, because if you know you're phoning it in, that vibe comes across.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about how important vibes are, because I know that hippies ruined it in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
But the truth of it is, vibes are real, and when you give off a thing of like, oh, this again, I hope they laugh, they go, oh, this again.
Right.
They pick up on it as an audience. In the same way that if you like someone and feel desperate about it, they will be repelled by you, because the vibe is such that it's not drawing anyone to you. It's like grabby, reachy, which no one likes ever.
Right, right. And I don't even know I'm doing it, but it's unavoidable. When I don't feel like I'm coming from a real place, everyone notices that. Even though you think you're a good enough actor to
Right.
To make it look like you're having fun. Sometimes it does work. Like, sometimes I do a show, I'm like, boy, I really made them think I was enjoying every minute of that. Or they come up and say, man, it looks like you're having a lot of fun up there. And then I'm like, oh,
and
good.
Then you let them know.
I wasn't.
Not
yeah, and then
least.
I ruin it by saying, oh, I wasn't.
I hated it.
But yeah, it's getting harder and harder to pretend. I got to write new jokes. I got to, I don't know, go into a yurt, have some ayahuasca.
You
go
have
to a writing seminar.
Listen to old episodes and listen to our
yes,
funny
you're right.
Riffs.
That'll be my drug experience. I'll lock myself into a room and listen to our own podcast because there are jokes in there that...
They're jokes. We
not,
do them.
They are all over the place.
Sure.
I just haven't recognized them.
We burn them up. But now don't do a thing where you're... Don't do bits that are, like, are mine the way you're doing with this fucking... Ford Taurus commercial.
Oh, listen, I was gonna ask you to come.
I'm totally joking.
And yeah, I've wanted to sing this song for a while.
No, it's I think if we listen back, it's both of our passions.
Mm-hmm.
We discovered it together. We both knew it and loved it.
It is bizarre. You're right. And I was not, to be perfectly honest, I was not acknowledging that together we discovered on this podcast that we both have that song memorized and love it.
And what a discovery
and
it was.
I did kind of, I'm like, well, that's my pack, because I've sung it on Instagram videos that no one acknowledged. I'm really kind of obsessed with that. I really do think it is a good song.
It's a good song.
For commercial jingles, there's only that and maybe the AutoZone song, which fucking shreds.
AutoZone!
Get in the zone!
God, did Whitesnake sing that song?
Yeah.
Like, why does it rock so hard?
It probably is. That's the sad thing. It's probably...
Don Dokken?
David Coverdale?
Yes!
Yeah.
David Coverdale.
There certainly is a lot of nice tits in Austin!
That's what
yeah, I went and saw him, and, oh yeah. And I was like, ooh, boy, I mean, it's 2001, but that's not going to fly in a few years. And I was right.
Oh, you will be canceled, David Coverdale.
Changed. Oh,
the world is
we
changing.
Even talked. Okay, last night I just saw an article, depending on whether or not you went to school. Idiot! I'm an idiot! Anyway, I saw an article last night that said our president is impeached.
Yes.
But then you read into it, and I didn't know what impeached meant. It just means he's going to a trial where he will probably not be indicted because it's like you're being judged.
But he
all of your buddies. It's
yes.
just going to be Republicans saying, nope. Also, we helped him on some of this stuff.
But
of course he's not.
Did you read, I think what's very important, which I had that same feeling. I think people get on social media, they get real like, it doesn't matter, which no one needs that in this. We're truly, democracy is crumbling.
Right.
No one needs anybody to come and fucking act like Eeyore in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Because here's a plus.
I think we're all just tired, but yes.
Yeah,
I'm getting Eeyore-y too, but,
yeah.
But now I'm a little excited. Here's the plus.
Well,
plus
here's the plus that he can't be pardoned if he's impeached. And that's what's key, because what those fucking people want to do is make it seem like he never did anything. And this whole thing of like, there was actually a Republican senator or congressman who stood up and compared what Trump is going through by being impeached. He is the worst president we've ever had. He's a fucking human disgrace. He is a true psychopath. And this guy got up and started talking about that comparing what Trump is going through to what Jesus went through when he was persecuted.
He was definitely a senator then.
Senator. I mean, it was insanity. It's really inappropriate.
So I feel like, though, he just won't show up. Like, he'll be the first guy that's like, yeah, I didn't show up. I don't have time for that. And
yeah.
They'll be like, what do we do?
Yeah.
Well, you can't arrest him. He's president. Yeah, but he didn't show up.
I think you can arrest
this
somebody.
This has never happened before.
Yeah. Well, that's what this whole thing has been like. It's a bunch. The Democrats don't know what to do because they've never had a person. He was during his impeachment. He was also on stage at his own rally.
Yeah.
Where he said that
doesn't
there were...
Doesn't look like I'm impeached right now, does it?
Yeah, at your own weird rally, your weird
yeah.
Nazi rally you've been doing for 3 years for no reason.
Yeah.
But he was saying there were 43,000 people at that place, and that place held 6,500 people.
Oh,
like,
that's
the lies...
So...
The lies so that funny. Man tells. It's yeah. crazy. It's,
there's a room occupancy sign right above his head.
Yeah. Just Max right people, in the distance.
Max people in this room currently, colon.
6,500. And also there were some awesome protesters who got in the middle of that crowd, which is a very dangerous and very scary thing to do. And they held up a sign that said, hey, Don, you're fired. Like, oh, because it was like great. He got impeached.
Yeah, that's great. That's good. That I would bother him, too. Like, yes. That's my golden catchphrase.
That's my catchphrase.
How dare you aim it at my face?
I love it so much.
And I think what it means, even if he somehow remains as president, I feel like he will. I think he'll just sit. But he's.
No.
I think it means he's not getting reelected.
He's not.
Which is great.
But also,
that's what it.
The thing that people need to start talking about is that the majority of people do not want him to be president. The majority of people. This is the truth.
Yeah.
And they've just come in and gone, the truth isn't the truth. Well, I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
Right.
More people voted for Hillary Clinton. She was the one that was supposed to be the president. This guy stole the election. Everything's a fucking scam. Everything in his life is a scam. I don't know what else to say.
I wonder.
I'm an expert.
It's funny though, but there has to be groups of sweet people that listen to us that love our friendship. It's the way we communicate that people are like, you guys we like hearing you talk. But there must be some people out there with Trump
100%
that really like him, and I'm sorry that we're.
I'm right sorry now, that you like him because
we just disagree with you.
We're my half Mexican niece is not a rapist, and she's not a criminal, and she's not a bad person, and her father is a great person, and that kind of racism doesn't belong in this country. And fuck you for pretending like that doesn't matter, because it does.
Yeah,
how about that?
And fuck you. But also, thank you for appreciating.
Oh my God! Thank you for these
thank
Starbucks cards.
Thank you for
cards.
Appreciating our
comedy
podcast and our comedy, the way we communicate together. We love the coffee you've
oh
been
my
giving
God,
us.
Oh my God! Coffee.
But again,
but
fuck,
meanwhile,
fuck you.
Children are in cages. Meanwhile, very bad things are happening to people who don't deserve it. And that's not okay just because you want a super yacht someday.
Yeah, yeah. There's, when I meet someone that is a sweet person or seems kind, it's just they're somehow believing that it isn't happening.
Because Fox News tells
them
it's not.
That it's bad news. Yeah,
we
yeah.
We invite you to listen to any other news
what a
media.
Dangerous, what a dangerous entity that Fox News is.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's really scary. It was really strange for me to go visit April Richardson, who's a sweet friend of mine, and go to her house, and her mom was watching that, and they were kind of... They had Trump hats everywhere, and I was like, that was the first time I had ever watched, because it was on every TV in their house.
Yes.
And I actually sat and watched it, and I was like, oh, this is, and I'm sure there's another end of that, you know, but not as dangerous as Fox News, the misinformation that they're just.
It's lies.
It was
it's weird.
Really weird.
It's and really
I'm,
weird.
I'm just saying, right now we're saying things everyone knows, but I had never watched it. Like, I'm not saying, like, I'm so cool that I'd never even watched it. But I did. I was raised in place. I've always been in places where it's just not on the TVs.
Yeah.
So until you're in your friend's parents' house and it's on TV, that's the only time you're ever going to watch it. Man, it's scary. Scary
yes, business. It's state-run propaganda. It's nuts. Totally nuts.
Well, thank you for listening to our liberal agenda.
Well, but it's weird because this is, it's such an extreme situation. It's not, I feel like in the past, I've always gone, yeah, everybody's a criminal on both sides. That's what politics is.
Right.
But the both sidesism was easier before. But now
and
we're into
extent,
an area
that
where Trump passed a thing trying to say that Jews aren't Americans. Like, we're in a real state here.
Weird.
Of,
really? Wait,
yes.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, look it up. I can't explain it correctly.
Right.
The top.
Oh, sure.
But
I'm like,
it's
can you
disturbing.
Elaborate specifically?
It's disturbing.
Like
it's basically
analyst?
Saying that being Jewish isn't a it's like the word, I don't know what the correct words are. It's like, it's not a race. It's a this. It's not. So it's basically saying you're not automatically American.
A race versus religion thing or something?
It's something like
weird.
But I don't know the correct terms.
Oh my God.
But it's very extreme and it's not good. And it's absolutely following that like Hitler playbook. It's crazy and it's bad.
Wow.
Everybody needs to fucking pull their head out.
I always thought that he was just catering to that group because they happened to start liking him. And he's like, sure, I'll pretend to be a racist person to appeal to these minions that have... But no, I think he actually is. He actually is like, oh,
no, the dad was in the KKK. The dad, his father, it's all in the family.
Wow.
It's real.
Okay. I need to do more research because that's disturbing. Well, the good news is there's articles that say he's impeached. Hi.
What did that sign say?
He had very good handwriting that.
I know, but it said something about Frankenstein. I don't... Did you see it, Stephen?
No, it was beautiful cursive. It said...
It said something...
First of all, you can't... This is not the season for well-written Halloween signs.
No. You're 3 months behind.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I was given a letter. Who am I, Casey? I got a letter the other day.
From a little boy.
It reads, Casey. This one goes out to you. Scooby Dooby Doo. He did both voices.
He did.
Oh, it's the only voice I can do. I'm just cycling through my old characters.
Do it.
But my neighbors invited me to their Christmas celebration, and it really made me tear up because I just waved to them and stuff, and her handwriting looked like a cursive font.
Mm-hmm.
They're a Mexican family, and they had a word for the day. I wish I knew what it begins with a P, and it was a specific ceremony. God, I wish I remembered. But they invited me, and I'm going to be in Montana, and I feel
a Christmas ceremony?
It was P-A-N. I wish I had the note with me. I was going to bring it just to show you this.
Panhandle? The Florida panhandle.
They've invited me to the skinny part of Texas.
To the Upper Peninsula in Michigan.
Well, I think I've said before, my apartment, the guy that lives on the other side of me.
You have.
Yeah. So I am in their family home, essentially. The two apartments are a brother and sister on either side of me. And they're really sweet, and they invited me to their Christmas thing.
It's like a Mexican tradition of Christmas that they've invited you to?
Yeah, she said we're getting together for Christmas celebration on the 23rd, and it is called, and it started with a P. So if anyone knows that word, please let me know.
Hmm. I definitely don't.
Yeah, I wish I did.
I was thinking, because there is, there's one that my family does, because they're so Catholic, that's after Christmas, it's in January, and it's basically the celebration. It's a little bit like Advent. Ooh, you can see the snow-capped mountains.
See, I think I'm just an idiot, and I was like, no, it's a Latino thing. It's probably a Catholic thing, and I just don't know about religion.
Yeah, maybe.
I grew up in an atheist, all-white, I just like that I'm being invited to a thing.
Yes. and that you're basically getting, you're going to marry into this family.
I can't, they are really sweet people.
Yeah, and get in there.
I just don't know that there's any, I think I'll just end up being somebody's roommate. I haven't seen any
available ladies.
Ladies in jail. It's a mostly dude family.
How is that possible?
I know.
They got rid of the ladies?
Yeah, I think they just live in an apartment down the street or something. But everyone.
The ladies are kept elsewhere.
The whole family lives in the neighborhood. I've run into them. Is your brother named Alex? And they're like, yep. And I'm like, okay.
He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, I really like my new neighborhood. And I've put in an alarm system.
We just drove by Julian McCullough and Meg Malloy.
Really?
Yes. I was like, wait a second. I recognize those people.
Did they see us? See
no.
them?
No. I recognize them because Meg's hair is pink right now. So it's pretty distinctive.
They were at your fun party. I had so much fun. You had a party and it was so fun. You
yes.
had such fun friends.
Thank you. I've really worked over the years to get the social circle down to only the goods.
Yeah.
And none of the bads.
See, if I had a party, you'd notice there were a few baddies.
Yep.
Because I feel guilt. I'm like, I gotta keep them in. They did this for me.
Right. No, now.
Sure, they ride the white horse every once in a while. And one's a choker. But they got me into comedy or
now,
something.
Now, do you mean that this person wears chokers
yeah,
or chokes?
Let's just make it chokes, that.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I don't.
Perfect.
I didn't like where the other joke was
no,
going. Based
no.
in no reality, but triggering for all. It's a guy that wears chokers.
But triggering for all. Lady in the hat, what are you doing?
Lady in the hat. Where?
Lady in the hat.
It's funny because I don't see a lady in the hat. So if you
right
are
there.
Seeing one. Oh. Where?
This lady in this car right
oh,
here.
Oh, okay. In a car.
It's the thing that everyone does in Los Angeles, and it makes me mad, is when they're trying to get somewhere and you're going by, they're being forced to wait for you to pass. They
right.
just start rolling toward you. It, almost like to say, I don't want to wait anymore. Could you hurry it the fuck up? So like it, that woman is making a left turn out of the grocery store parking lot and I'm going down the street that she's trying to turn left onto and she doesn't feel like waiting anymore.
Yeah.
So she's just rolling into my lane. It's one of them, that and the people that want to take a left turn in the separate left turn lane, but they just get over a little bit and block traffic with the back half of their
oh,
car.
Oh, yeah. What if I'm diagonal and you can see I'm trying?
And
oh,
I could
enough.
Roll forward and not be diagonal. I'm just not doing it.
Oh, and then you honk, there's a full car length in front of them. And you're, and then you tap on the horn, and then they're like, "Oh, okay, I
yeah.
will." And then they just go a few inches,
yes,
just to rub it in.
Every
just
single
to,
time, it's like
every move that they're making is trying to get under my skin,
and I resent it.
Cut to any time you're in a car doing that same thing and just simply not noticing.
Right. Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't know you were behind
me. Oh, sorry.
Me. Sorry.
Don't be so mad.
It's,
God.
Yeah, it's
sorry.
Always the other side of the story.
Always.
Yeah.
Two sides.
There is always.
So let's do a Steven check-in really quick to make sure he's not nauseous anymore.
Steven, how you feeling?
I'm feeling better. Now
for
that
real?
I've, yeah.
Okay, good.
I just don't want to eat. Oh, I'm...
Ooh. Chris didn't like that Steven was getting attention, so he just spit his fucking latte all over his own
I'm like
shirt.
A baby who wants carrot meal. But I'm in front. I just spit coffee onto a freshly washed t-shirt.
Yeah, gonna have to switch that out. Steven, did the sandwich do the job?
I can't, it's against the engineer's code to eat on the podcast.
Oh, but I think, but the nausea. No, I feel like you can make an exception.
I think right, that it's the wrapper.
Do it.
The wrapper is bad, and then, but you're not a smacky food falling out of your mouth
no.
as you eat.
And
just don't tell any other engineers.
Oh, okay. Certainly, yeah. Certainly.
No, this is definitely special circumstances at Christmas time. Steven has an upset stomach. He's taking the hit for us.
I have a friend, he works for Sonicare. He's a mechanical engineer. Can I tell him?
Sure.
I love engineer jokes. Did you see that coming?
No, because you engineered it so perfectly.
Delivery. What? I'm a comedy engineer.
Come on.
Choo choo. Did someone forget about me?
This boy,
train
right?
engineer. Train engineer came in there. Oh man.
But you just said it.
Choo choo. I did. Oh, yeah. I did just say what he was. I didn't let the joke play out. Train engineer.
Train engineer.
That guy comes in.
What other kinds of engineers are there, everybody? Write in to doyouneedaride@gmail.biz.
In all caps, yelling at me for being an idiot.
Oh, look, the road's closed. We haven't really had that on the podcast yet.
Yeah.
Road closure.
I hope it's a farmer's market and or a shooting.
and or. Oh my God, this is, let's go into inappropriate joke time because
sure.
Blanka Patch, who is one of the greats on Twitter, if you don't follow Blanka Patch,
yeah.
He's so fucking good. And yesterday he did a run of wanna feel old jokes.
Uh-huh.
And the one I retweeted was wanna feel old and go ahead and pawn those cufflinks you got for being a pallbearer at Jimmy Durante's funeral. Okay, so that's the one that's on my, but then the other one he did was wanna feel old, drive through a farmer's market. It's so dark, but oh my God, I think he worded it better than that, but wanna feel old, drive your car through a farmer's market. Horrifying.
And if you don't know, because I think that famously the LA one was
yes.
an old guy.
It's always an old guy that thinks the brake is the gas.
Yeah,
and
it was at the Grove, right? Is that what you're thinking?
It like, was in Santa Monica.
Oh, wow.
The one I'm thinking.
I was just hanging out at the Grove one day, because you know I'd be groving. If I'm not at the Glendale Americana,
then you're Grove.
Hiding in a bush watching you buy sweaters for your sister, I'd be groving. We be groving.
Please stop. Please stop talking like that. No.
You not. Know I'm groving.
No, not in
2019. Oh, Grover, no, Cleveland. I was sitting there, and there was a curb was smashed, and they were like, oh, an old guy. It was like mid-block. It was like he turned perpendicular to everything and just drove, and he just ran into cars, and then I think maybe a person got bruised. It's a thing that happens, and that's such a funny joke.
It's
Let
horrible.
Me explain the joke.
It's horrible. But also, like, the one that happened in Santa Monica was so bad because, you know, it's see that? Where they're just rolling at you? There's nowhere to go except for into my car. The one that happened in Santa Monica, and I think it was 10 years ago, I would say. It was so... The precariousness of setting up a farmer's market where it's like, clearly we're all going to stand around and mill around on this one block and we're just going to put some cones up. Everyone understands that you don't drive down
it's
here.
It's a trust. Yeah, it's the 1950s. We know that you won't.
There's no like cement blocks to keep anybody from driving down. It's just like you're not going to. And then one it was so shockingly horrible when that happened. And then tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Yes, yes, yes. Has there been enough time? I think there is.
Yeah. And also just lightly point toward it. You don't have to go into it and make jokes all about the incredible pain and destruction.
And Blaine's joke isn't, it just happens, that happens to be a dark one. The joke is, wanna feel old, and then you show, haha, this is Macaulay Culkin now, and then it's not. It's someone else. Like, I've seen that joke.
Yeah.
Now, but he's just saying, want to feel old, and then do an old
person. And then talking about
joke.
The worst thing that can happen when you're old, essentially. That and Jimmy Durante's cufflinks.
He's such a funny person.
We
should have him on the podcast.
Yes, we should. I don't know if he does podcasts. Well, he does Nerd Poker, and he does a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
He would be on our podcast.
Okay, we'll contact him.
And yes, we got in 2020, we're going to have guests again, even though it's fun to just do it with you.
It's so much easier.
Yeah, it's easier.
It's just easy.
But, and then James Fritz, we were going to have on.
Oh, yes.
I shot over the week, this past week, I shot a little pilot thing, and James was in it, and he plays this bumbling, ill-informed. He had like a 2-minute scene where he's just sifting through this will and testament, and he's like not a real lawyer.
Yeah.
And so the things that were coming out of his mouth that I guess are from his childhood in the South, he's from like Kentucky or something. He's at
I mean,
one
I
point he's like,
about.
Blah, 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 enough. Don't bore us on with the chorus. He said, there's just little
details.
Don't bore us on with the chorus. I've never heard that, and it's probably there's so many southern.
He really is.
Spit on my face and tell me it's raining type.
Yeah. He's one of the funniest stand-ups, truly, that like if you love stand-up comedy or listening right now, James Fritz has an album out.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is great.
And the album art, the album cover is brilliant. Like everything about it. I just love that guy. And he's one of those people that's like, he's in LA and he's just grinding at it and killing. I actually had to follow him the last time I did stand up, which will be the last time I do stand up. He was so good. I should have asked to not follow him because he's just an amazing.
Well, he does it all the time.
It's illegal to change lanes in the middle of the intersection, oh, Grandpa.
So are those frames. He's wearing Sally Jesse Raphael frames.
Oh, he is.
With that haircut?
Hold on a second. Because he has a bumper sticker that says Spiritual Wild Child.
PurpleV.com. .com.
Yahoo.
Yahoo. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Yay, zoom, zoom, zoom. Sorry.
We just did all the taglines that you can think of.
But James, he's a, sometimes you don't know when, because there was, in this thing we shot, it was my manager's clients mostly, and everyone was a great actor. And then there were some actual actors in it that have been in movies and things that I recognize. And then you see, like, what a real actor does.
Yeah.
Like, casual, not trying, but they can be funny, too.
Yes, of course.
It's fun to see real actors be funny and then see comedians know how to act. It's my favorite two things.
Yes.
Because it doesn't always happen.
It doesn't always happen. And I think, as a comedian, I told myself when I moved to Los Angeles, you know, I can do both, but most people can't. And it's like, you learn a very difficult... Thanks, sir.
Yeah, yeah. You're not even street cleaning, but driving the speed of street cleaning.
And also not using your signal, so I'm waiting.
Yeah, his brushes were up.
Look, I have a problem with every car on the road today.
Yeah.
Oh. Grandma!
Oh, my God!
Jesus!
Why did we have three triple-take eye contacts?
Because I did the thing to her that I was just complaining about, which is coming at her while she was doing the thing I wanted her to do faster.
Right, right, right.
Is really the honest truth.
Yeah.
Oh, shit! We're on the other side of the closed road right now!
Oh, no! Oh, no!
We're in the mix now. Okay, I guess we'll have to go down here. Because we can't go up there.
Well, no, we're going. We should head back.
Yeah,
I'm worried about.
We really should.
I gotta shoot some tourist reactions.
Tourists. Oh, but what I was gonna say is, when I moved to Los Angeles, I really comforted myself with the fact that, like, yeah, actors can act, but comedians are the only ones that are funny. And when the shingles fell from my eyes about that idea actually the people that moved to Los Angeles can do everything and are good looking, it was very, very bewildering.
Yeah, when you see those people. Yeah, there was a guy that I was in a scene with, and he apparently was in Clint Eastwood movies and stuff. I recognized him a little, but he was a handsome but scary looking, like he could play a scary soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And he was intimidating and a real actor and good look, you know, and then he was funny as hell.
Yeah, like, it's heartbreaking.
He was playing the straight guy, but was totally aiding me in my jokes. I was really impressed. And we didn't, it's not like we became pretty. He's like, okay, see you later. And he left. Like, for him, it was just a
standard fare.
Job. And I didn't know the lines. I was like, I have to, can we read through this? And he's like, well, of course I memorized it. I already. Ooh, spam risk. Uh-oh.
Get out of here. You know what's weird? I don't remember doing this podcast for this long.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember ever getting calls during the podcast. Uh-huh. And now we've gotten two.
Huh.
Oh, I can't wait. We should.
Oh, the podcast is on again.
God damn it.
We're on. Oh, my God.
Everybody leave me alone.
You're actually getting called by podcasts on speakerphone.
Listen to me now.
The body was found in the twisted burning wreck. That's from Pee-wee.
Okay, Large Marge. Let's say wrap it up with some Christmas wishes.
Oh, I think that I'm really putting a lot on this year.
Okay.
2020, I always It's gonna be a great year. I'm very excited.
Yes, you should be.
And wishes are coming right up. Real specific ones.
Okay.
I'm going to make an effort to become, for the first time ever, a joke writer for my own stand-up. It's almost embarrassing that all I do is think of an idea and or tweet something, and then I get on stage and work it out at the expense of an audience who could probably wants to hear a finished thing. I need to start writing again. Like, I don't sit down and I really don't sit and write things out.
It's
I do
hard
not
to
have
do.
Notebooks.
It's hard.
With where you free write and you're like, I'm gonna just talk about this as an exercise.
Right.
It's the further I get from the days of me being in school, the more stubborn I am as an adult about doing homework. It's so weird.
Can I tell you, my friend Albertina and I were just talking about this because she is a writer. She worked on The Tonight Show for years, mm-hmm. and now she's out here and she's kind of submitting for different stuff, and she's talking about submitting for an award show, and she was worried about the same thing. And I said, when I used to be in that position, I would just get up and every morning write 20 jokes about topical stuff.
Right.
Purely for the exercise of doing it. And then you actually do, you're not sitting down going, I have to write jokes that I'm going to use tonight.
Right.
You sit down and do the exercise of writing jokes for the sake of doing that, and then see what comes out of that.
Yeah.
Like, give yourself more room than the assignment and the execution of the assignment. Like, start just the practice of, this is what I like to do. What can I think of that's funny about these things that everyone else is writing jokes about too?
You're right. I need to remember that I like also writing jokes. I like writing short jokes. Even though most comedy is changing and audiences want to hear about you and they want to hear stories, and I like doing that also.
Look at this personalized license plate.
I gotta start. Nerd!
Nerd! Oh,
the other day, at Lazen's, where I eat most of my meals, it's a grocery store near my house, there was one of those new BMW exotic sports cars that, I think it's a hybrid also, but it looks like a Lamborghini, but it's a, we've all seen them.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of flat.
They have and they have accents of blue all over them. He had a license plate that said narcissist, and he was parked in a handicapped spot.
No.
So it was everything all at once, and there was a girl next to me, like, she's a young girl, but I had to be like, are you looking at this car? I need to know who's driving that. And she was like, oh yeah, what an asshole. And then she pulled out her keys and went bleep bleep.
Like, no.
She made the noise bleep bleep. She was making a joke.
Oh, she was joking.
She was like, what if it was me? And she was I was like, wow, good one. That was really funny. And then you're like,
will you please date me?
No. I actually saw her the other day in the grocery store. I'm like, that was really funny when you did that BMW narcissist joke. She's like, yep.
She's like, I know. Don't worry about it.
No, she was like, I was really excited when I thought of it.
it's so good.
Yeah, it was really fun.
For a second, I thought you really meant it was hers. I was just like, oh my God, everything about that is amazing.
I know. When she pulled out her keys, it was horrifying. And she knew she was, and she milked it. And then she just made a sound effect. She's like, yeah, what if it was me? That was so funny.
Let's give it
Good
up
job.
For her. The next time you see her, let's learn her name.
Yeah, I don't. She's.
And this is called Everyday Comedy with Chris Fairbanks.
Look at those chairs. I'm taking them.
Take them. They're right by the garbage.
Are they yours?
No.
They're nice white office chairs.
Yeah, get them.
I'm gonna.
They're covered in urine.
Good. So half my work is done. I was just gonna bring them home and piss on them. You know me.
Don't even worry about it. I think. Well.
2020, what are your dreams, Karen? I have that writing thing.
Okay, you're going to do more writing. I'm going to socialize more.
And have more parties, because your party was fun.
No, I'm going to have monthly parties.
Yay!
Because that's going to be my new thing. And I'm going to start wearing caftans. Guys, Merry Christmas.
Merry Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
Whatever else you celebrate.
Kwanzaa and everything. Yeah.
Kwanzaa and everything.
They're all fun. They're all great.
It's the holidays in general, but it's But happy, all of it. Ooh, did your butt feel hot this show because the seat heaters were on?
I always call them heat seaters, and that's an accidental thing, but it's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Yes, my ass is quite clammy.
Okay.
That's a good note to end on.
It is.
Happy holidays. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and you get to be around your family, and man, is my butt sweaty.
We will talk to you in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for listening. Thank you for following us over, if you did, to when we got reset onto our new network.
Yeah.
This year we had, this podcast has really, has really kind of grown a lot in spite of us.
Right.
Investing time and energy into it.
Right. And it's almost like that is appreciated.
Yeah. We really
you like that we put little to no effort and assure you that we will put no more effort other than
guests.
We're going to have guests.
Yes, because we've got so many people that want to do it and that we love.
Yeah.
We just, and we can. We will be able to. But thank you all so much.
Big surprises coming in 2020.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Good one.
Yeah.
And thank you all for all the Starbucks cards we've been given. We so appreciate it. If we haven't used yours yet, we may have privately and just not giving you props.
Yeah, yeah.
But we really thank you for
it. I have a backpack of them. By the time I get to it, it might be 2021.
Wait, oh, what if we're going to be in free coffee until 2025? okay.
Thank you.
And yeah. Stephen, thank you for being our engineer in the back seat.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Stephen. I feel like I don't ever look back and say thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And when I did that, I didn't look at him. I just tilted my head in his
cool.
general direction.
Power move.
Well, I got a hurt neck. You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? E-Y-N.
A-R.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.
Yay.
2019.
We did it.
I was really hot and I don't acknowledge it.